की तैयारी के लिए जा रही हैं, और बाकी फिर दादी, हंसा और मैं 10 तारीख को जाएंगे। ओम शक्ति।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग।
ओम शांति। ओम शांति भाई। गुड मॉर्निंग।
गुड मॉर्निंग दादी।
बाबा मूली शुरू करने का समय।
At the time of starting the murli, Baba says Om Shanti, and after finishing the murli, Baba says Good morning. But Dadi says both these things together. So, having heard the murli, it's become a very good morning. And then we revise the murli in the form of class. After listening to Baba's murli, the heart feels like having chit-chat afterwards. So we would secretly go to Baba to his room, and Baba would give signals that no. After listening to the murli, rather than coming to Baba, just churn the murli, revise the murli amongst yourselves. Because when you revise the murli straight away, then it's not that you have to try and remember the murli through the day, it's automatically remembered. So this is also something we've learned a lot from Baba. One is, after the murli, sitting in front of Baba, or during the murli, sitting in front of Baba, how Baba shows us how he becomes so detached. We say to Baba, Baba, you spoke the murli so well, and he said he did as a kalpa ago, and he would say, but yes, you think Baba spoke the murli well? And we would say, Baba, you gave so many strict teachings in the murli, and Baba would say with a smile, yes, Baba was strict. And Baba would smile as he said these things. And we would ask, but Baba, what was it you related? And Baba said, it's something that was related a kalpa ago, and then a kalpa later it will be repeated. Baba would say, golden versions, these golden versions will not repeat until next kalpa. So very entertaining and sweet things Baba would say. We're so fortunate we found such a wonderful teacher. Such a lovely Baba. Throughout the whole world, throughout the whole cycle, we will never find a father so sweet as we have found this one. And yesterday, well, Daddy studies a lot anyway, a lot, she says. And yesterday she was studying something about the sanskar of being very dry. Dry means not having interest, not being entertaining, but and it's a sanskar that's dangerous. Not, you know, when people say I'm busy, or it's their ego that busies them, or some they're on another track of thoughts internally, and so externally there's this dryness. So that he had gone into the depth of how dangerous it is to have this type of nature. And you know, when you eat dry chapatis, it's not very nice. And if one is eating just dry chapatis, what would you offer to others? It would be the same. How would you be hospitable towards others who come in front of you? What would you offer to them? Yesterday evening, two guests had come from the SML gathering that had taken place in Oxford to meet Dadi, her brother and a lady, a sister. And Dadi said, why is it that you've come to see Dadi? And she said, in GRC, I saw a lot of kindness. I felt a great deal of kindness. And Dadi asked the brother, why was he pulled to come and see Dadi? And he said, he's come to realize what his destiny is. He's understood that. So you see, outsiders, having just had a retreat, SML retreat for 2 days, have this realization. So seeing the servers in Oxford, they felt that there was a great deal of kindness. So in kindness, so many souls come close to Baba, and it's a tool for making souls melt. So it's a virtue that has a huge amount of value. And seeing all of us, the brother was able to realize his own destiny. And so as they were meeting Dadi, they were with Dadi for an hour and a quarter, and they were drawing so much power and from her, because they had such thirst, and Baba's given so many treasures that these treasures can make souls absolutely full to overflowing when they come to Baba's house. So I say it's the fortune of all of you that you've understood the essence of everything Baba tells us, plus you've understood everything so clearly as to what you have to do. So it's a very simple thing of what we have to do. And detail, perhaps Rosemary would be able to share much more because she was there during that meeting and she was the detached observer. So 4 things that are very clear for us. One is what Baba used to say, children, knowledge is like a mirror in front of the blind. A blind person would still be able to have their eyes open to see, realize, that is, through the mirror of knowledge. So, if a blind person comes in front of a mirror, how can they see themselves? But this mirror of knowledge is so powerful that even a blind person's eyes open to see themselves. So we should be such powerful mirrors. That is, our lives should reflect knowledge. So we don't have to say anything in words, but people are able to see themselves. Not just see themselves, but they start becoming what knowledge is saying. They are able to see themselves as they are. They're able to realize what it is they have to do and become. And the third thing is that they start doing it. So we have to see ourselves. Seeing myself in the mirror, seeing Baba in front of me, what is it I've attained from God? There are 4 things which were very clear in Dadi's intellect. It was destiny that pulled them, but together with destiny, there is Bhagwan, God, Bhagya, fortune, and Samay. Time. So there's a connection between all 4. Destiny, fortune, destiny, God, fortune, and time. So God is telling us that, look, this is your destiny that's fixed. And now time is such. And I said to the brother that, look, my brother, try this. And this is what you have to do. And he said, yes, I'll try. And Dadi said, it's not enough to simply try. But we are brothers and sisters, so we inspire one another. And the deities, people go in front of the deities asking for things. And what can the deities do? They would simply fulfill your desires of the heart. But here we are receiving everything directly from the Father himself. Baba is so good.
Baba kitna achha hai wo.
And if you were to just sit for 1 hour and think about how good Baba is to us, instead of thinking about wasteful things or thinking this is good, this is bad, this one is good, so Baba is so good. So shall I act it out for 15 minutes? Say, Baba, you're so good. And Baba says, you're so good. And I say, no, Baba, you are so very good. You're so beautiful. He's so beautiful that he changes us from dirty and ugly to beautiful. He makes us beautiful. We say for him that Satyam Shivam Sundaram, that he is the truth, the beautiful, the living. And so we have become false through body consciousness. And he makes the soul conscious. And he has really caught a hold of the soul internally. So the soul is close to him. So the soul frees itself from body consciousness, frees itself from old nature and sanskars. So it becomes easy for Baba to pull us to himself. So time, fortune, God, destiny, all four are there for us. We have to work towards all of these. And yet Baba says, it is fixed, it is it is destined, and this is the time in which I have to act out that act to reach my destiny. So out of all four, which one should we praise the most? Time, God, fortune, or destiny? As Baba said today, for one who has done the most bhakti, devotional practice, that one will find God first. And in the song also, the song that we just heard, the Murli song, that when I die, then they'll speak about my virtues when I have gone. In every street they will be speaking about me. So, so yes, for us people talk about us, that or amongst us we talk that so-and-so is coming to Gyan, so-and-so is coming to Gyan, so-and-so has come. And when somebody is sitting on the fence there, neither in Gyan nor are they in the Laukik world, they're unsure which way they're going, people feel sorry for them. And somebody may leave the body here, and that means their accounts with whoever they were with here are cleared. But Baba does not let go of us. So one's karma also doesn't let go. That is, the karma that you perform goes with you. Even when the soul is in the womb, still the karma of the soul is with that soul. When the soul is born, again the karma is there until the soul has cleared that karma. And so somebody was saying, Dadi was thinking that all the things Baba had explained to us, we thought it was for us. But now there's that understanding that all of that is also for all of you who have come. So when a child is in the womb, the doctors are able to see the health of the child, how the body of the child is forming, and they're able to research on this. And a child that may be disabled would be born yeah. disabled and therefore be very difficult for the parents to take care of. And Baba has explained so much to us that, look, settle your karmic accounts very quickly, because otherwise, wherever you go, whether in the womb, whether in a new birth, what will be your state and what will be the relationship to with those to whom you are born, that you might distress others. So don't let there be any old karmic accounts of sorrow. And in fact, we don't want any karmic accounts of any kind, even if there's been happiness from somebody. Still, not even that, but clear all accounts. And happiness is also just temporary. But the happiness that Baba is giving is for all time. That's the happiness that we want. So happiness is in order to experience success. And it is when we experience success that we experience happiness. So whether it's in our effort, success in our effort, success in just our relationships with one another in this gathering, or whatever type of success, it's what gives us happiness. But if there is success through kind of being victorious, through winning something in a battle with others, that is not defined as success. So first, effort begins when we are victorious over the different feelings, where we claim equality, whether it's respect or disrespect, fame and name or defamation, all these contrasts that Baba speaks about. When we overcome all these feelings and we're detached from all of them, then we can say there is success. Whether there's so there needs to be equality. I don't feel anything and my face does not change. My face does not change. My eyes don't change. If you take somebody's name and your face and eyes become like them, then that's one thing. Or you say the name of somebody that you have dislike for and the face and the eyes change and show that you're not happy with them. So that is not a sign of knowledge. This is not the sign of a jnani soul. But Baba gives us so much love, so much knowledge, and he transforms us. So what should our eyes be like? What should the face be like? Constantly the same. So Baba has, in one of Baba's songs is that, take us away from this world of sin and suffering, where the subconscious can experience happiness and rest. Rest, this particular word for rest is a very good word, where sometimes somebody can become so restless and distressed and uncomfortable, and they're not able to understand how to live or how to die. When somebody is so restless, it's like everything is difficult for them. Even their dying is like such a difficult thing for the soul to leave the body, or if they're living, they don't know how to live life. And so they call out to God that, take us away from this world of sorrow and suffering and sin. So this song is quite magical. And people used to say in the days of Sindh that this song has spoilt the heads of these children, these people, because we used to sing it and feel it with that intoxication that take us away from this world to a world of happiness where the subconscious mind is happy. So everything depends on the subconscious mind. When the subconscious mind is clean and pure and peaceful, and she shared one time something of Mama's. I used to say to Mama, Mama, tell me something, teach me something. And these people who had come yesterday evening, that he told them what Mama and Baba were like. And I would say to Mama, Mama, but please tell me something. And Mama would say, no, it's fine, nothing, nothing to say. And if somebody comes to me and they ask me, I haven't had that sense still, haven't imbibed that sense that I should be like Mama and simply say, no, everything is okay, everything's fine. I would simply say to them, you're not okay, you're not doing the right thing. And so that they can't help it. And so she remembers the time, that moment when I went to Mama and asked Mama, but Mama, tell me something that I need to change in myself. And so Mama said, Janki, you keep in your subconscious mind something or other about whatever's happened or another person. And a little bit, you do this a bit. And so Mama, as she gave that signal, Daddy realized it, and she kept note of that. And so the words that I've learned in English later on, forgive and forget. One time that he was in Australia, and she used this point, forgive and forget, a lot. And somebody who had come to Oxford for the program Heart to Heart Conversation, and this brother was asking Daddy, how can I forgive others? How can I forgive? Because if somebody has interacted with me in the wrong way, how can I forgive them? And so God forgives, so we learn from God. It's because of ego that we say, how can I forgive? But which type of soul is saying that? How can I forgive? There must have been something wrong that I've done, something sinful that I've done. If you can't find that forgiveness, and still, God forgives us regardless of what we have done. If I'm not able to forgive others, then it means God too will be stubborn and not forgive me for my wrongdoings. That is to say, his stubbornness is his part. So yesterday evening, as Daddy sat in yoga in front of Baba, so Daddy's sharing with us what she's done yesterday in her timetable. She's told us she studied, she told us she met these people, now she's telling us about her evening yoga. So after all, we are classmates. So she's sharing with us. So what our sweet Mama and Baba have taught me are things that have been so useful to me. And it's like fresh food for you. And I say, use it as I share it with you. Understand and use it. So as I was sitting in yoga in the evening yesterday, I said to Baba, Baba, that time that I spent with you in Madhuban, 40 days, and it's something I've shared in class before, where I really wanted to do the kind of tapasya to free myself of any feeling of Dharamraj. And so where the bathrooms have been built now in Madhuban, there was a small room there and it was totally dark there. And that's where Daddy was at that time. And I would say to Baba, Baba, let me be here, let me stay. And Baba was saying, but you know, Baba only feels love for Daddy. Why is she feeling in this way? And she said, no, Baba, I don't want your love. I don't want to go in front of you, Baba. But Baba, I feel afraid of you. I feel like I have to really become free of this feeling of fear. And I don't want to experience punishment in the womb in the future, because Dadi knew how Dharamraj gives visions to souls even in the womb. And then when the child is born crying and has those feelings of repentance. And Dadi says, I don't want to go through any feeling of punishment of Dharamraj. So I said, Baba, I don't want your love. At this moment, I don't want your love. And Baba was reassuring her, but child, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing that you've done wrong. So last night in Baba's room, she was remembering how she spent those 40 days where she had such tapasya and said to Baba, Baba, I'm free from the punishment of Dharamraj, I feel. Don't you think that, Baba? There's nothing else left hidden inside, is there, Baba? So Baba smiled and Baba gave her blessings. So to have this vision of compassion for oneself, that we do this work for ourselves. So I say to people, never mind 40 days, but even if you do this for 40 hours, so that you're free from everything else and see yourself in the mirror. So, has the person with whom you had a problem forgiven you? They shouldn't remember that you had done this with them, you had wronged them in this way. And they should feel that no, you've only benefited them. If you hadn't done this for me, how would I have known how much love I can experience from God? And so, if somebody has wronged me, let me think that no, there's benefit in this for me. So I've learnt a lot in this way, thinking that it's been for my own good. Okay, even if somebody's wronged me, has there been any feeling of anger or animosity or subtle feeling of irritation or whatever? If there is force within me of anger, then it is I who is to blame. If there's force within my nature that emerges, then it's my fault. I'm to blame. If somebody reacts with me and my face becomes pale or red, then I'm to blame. So, just to be so innocent, just as Baba is so innocent, I just want to be such an innocent, innocent child. To be innocent doesn't mean that Maya makes me innocent, that I become innocent of Maya. You know what a mouse is like, it blows and then it bites and you're not able to realize that you've been bitten. So Maya is like the mouse, blows and bites and you're not aware of it. Afterwards you realize that there's bleeding and you start thinking, how did that happen? Who is it that's taken all my energy away? You don't even realize it. So your eyes should open in this way so that you realize, so that the darkness is removed. So when your eyes have opened to this extent, then you'll be able to open the eyes of others also, and people will realize who you are and who it is you belong to. So this is what a powerful mirror you should be. Many scenes will come, many frightening scenes will come, but we have to be so powerfully in that stage of detached observers, because this is a drama and such scenes will come, and there has to be such a strength. Okay, the scene comes in front of you. I'm the detached observer of that scene and I pass. Why? Because I am close to Baba. Pass. Pass, this word, it means to pass, like in an exam, but pass also means to be close. It's when we make the past, let it go, it's gone past, it's gone by, then I can pass. If I'm holding on to the past, what's the point of doing that? But if I sit close to Baba, I can become bodiless, I can begin to smile, I can become detached. So, if one is close to Baba, one can experience all these things. But if I'm holding on to the past, how can I pass? It's when I hold on to the past that I am far from Baba. After all, Baba is the bestower of fortune. To come in front of him, who can do that? And who will be able to retain God's knowledge in their intellect when there's the awareness of the one who is teaching me, what it is he's teaching me? So now it's time to end the class. But so many things that can be shared. But see yourself, and Baba checks us through the whole day. He's not beyond name and form. He's the Almighty. He sees us. He checks us. He's seeing how much we've changed. If we change, then he's prepared to have us in his rosary around his neck. So, and if we don't change, Baba thinks, oh well, we'll see, maybe sometime in the future. Baba tries very hard to catch hold of us, but the children don't come into his hands. So, it is these very strong bondages of iron and... Okay, the iron chains may have broken, but we are still attracted to the golden chains because we like being respected. We like name and fame. We like these things. So these are the golden chains that hold us, that keep us away from Baba. So... to share with everyone with love is that is part in the drama. Om Shanti. Now let's see if I can translate the song. We were thirsty for just one drop of an experience of you. But now, you belong to us, we belong to you. So how can we forget you? And this is the feeling that is in my every heartbeat. just as the thirsty earth receives rain, it is that my mind has found a friend, and the mind has become so happy. It's as if there is a rain of pearls since you have come into my life. You have taught us new methods, new systems, and the songs new direction. We found the sweetness of the Murli from Madhuban. From the time that you have come into my life, there's been no desire in my mind